o'clock exactly. We say thanks to John Jensen for the past 2 hours. He opened up Channel 2 this evening at 6 o'clock, took it through till 8 to say thanks to him, and he's back on Saturday at 11 o'clock. Join him then.
This is the Sound of Europe, Radio North Sea International on text transmissions. We would appreciate listener reception reports, so if you're hearing us, and you must be to be hearing me say this, please write to us, RNI, P.O. Box 113, 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. I'll repeat that again for you. It's RNI for Radio North Sea International, P.O. Box 113, 8047, Zurich, Switzerland. We'd appreciate it if you wrote in, and please, keep on listening.
Dublin on 269 metres medium wave and 99 megahertz FM stereo. This is Radio Dublin Channel 2. If you're hearing us on shortwave on a Sunday morning, it's on a recorded relay from Westside Radio International on 6280 kilohertz. Good evening Dublin, good morning Europe. My name's Gerard Rowe. I'm here for the next hour with all the up-to-date news, views and information on the pirate radio scene. So if you're interested in radio at all, stick with us. We have loads of recordings to get through, including the continuation of that Concord radio debate on community radio, the first part which we aired last week. We also have a recording of the official opening of Channel 2 since we're 3 years on the air this month. And we'll also have part one of a feature the BBC did on the history of pop radio. So do stick with us, and I'll remind you that the phone is now open at 75868 for free radio news. And all you do is just ask for Channel 2 when you get through. Incidentally, if you're down on 269, you may not be aware of the fact that we are broadcasting on FM once more. We came back on Monday. So if you'd like to join us, we're up on 99 megahertz in stereo. And if you tune our way, we'll be playing the new single from Michael Jackson, taken from his album Thriller, and this one's called Beat It. Thank you. Michael Jackson on the new album Thriller, doing extremely well. That's the new single called Beat It, and I suppose we can see that at number one. It looks like it's heading that way anyway. We'll see, only time will tell. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, if you're listening live in Dublin, and we're going to tell you what happened on the radio scene 1 year ago this week. All during this week last year, Radio Nova continued to be jammed on FM by the Capital Radio transmitter located in the Alto Audio Visual Recording Studios in Milltown in South County Dublin. Around the same time, rumours spread around radio circles that ABC Radio in Parnell Street were about to change frequency to improve nighttime coverage, and they were going to move off 217 metres, 1385 kHz, the channel they had occupied since the station started broadcasting on the 1st of November 1980. On Saturday the 9th of April, a test transmission on television was carried out from the Hotel Victor in Dunleary for Channel D, and the same day Radio Dublin Channel 1 had a breakdown caused by a burnout in the power circuitry of the transmitter on 1188 kHz. Also around this time last year, Chris Carey's company Nova Media Services Limited bought the Green Acres Country Club in Rathfarnham for a reported figure of £250,000, so only all rights to the site of Radio Nova's transmitters and 180-foot transmission mast. On Bank Holiday Monday, the 12th of April, Radio Nova was again in the news when they hosted the much-acclaimed Beatle Bonanza, which was a whole day of Beatle records and interviews. That same day at 9 p.m, Radio Solidarity made its first broadcast to Warsaw. The FM station came on the air for an 8.5-minute recorded announcement urging support for the band's trade union Solidarity, and broadcast with the help from radio workers fired from the Polish National Service in the wake of the military takeover. On this day, 1 year ago, Radio Dublin Channel 1 put the big rig on test on 1188 kHz, 253 metres, for a short run at 5 kilowatts in preparation for the official introduction of the high-powered medium wave service running at the moment on 1188. That was all that happened this year, 1 year ago, last year rather. Nothing too exciting, but sure, that's it anyway, if you're interested.
Channel 2.
Independent local radio for the greater Dublin area.
In stereo. Break my heart in two.
away from his album Let's Dance, that's the title track. I don't know whether it's still at number one, let's have a look at the charts. Yes, indeed it is, if this chart in front of me is correct. Right, Shortwave last Sunday. Unfortunately, I had some technical problems at home. My radio sort of blew an output transistor on the amp, which didn't help things. And then getting a standby radio, we plugged in the aerial and nothing happened because the aerial had fallen down during the night. So, as a result, producer Tony has come to the rescue. And he tells us he heard Radio Freebird on 6243 kHz on a relay from South Dublin Radio, Westside Radio as usual on 6280 kHz, and they also did a test transmission on 6840 kHz, and he also heard Radio Enterprise on 6318 kHz. All in all, it appears that the band was very, very quiet last Sunday, so it doesn't seem like I missed much, but there you go, if you're on shortwave, you should have at least heard those stations, so should maybe even pull in something else. It's 13 minutes after 8 o'clock, you're listening to Radio Dublin on Channel 2, in stereo on 99 and 269 metres medium wave. Last week we were talking about CBC Radio, who are broadcasting on 199 metres last Sunday afternoon, and we asked for information. Mike Moran or Moran rang in and told us that it was in fact the ARD outside broadcast crew with Charlie Sheehan and who else, Al O'Rourke and Dave Reddy, and that they were planning to come back on the air for their summer schedule. Now we were listening in again last Sunday, Charlie Sheehan was on the air and he explained the whole thing, so if you have a listen to this, particularly if you live around the Ballymun and Finglas area, this could be interesting. This is the entire summer schedule for the CBC Radio setup and what it plans to do with itself.
From Bugatti and Musker, who wrote many great tracks in the past few years. One of them being Modern Girl for Sheena Easton, which we have in the collection here and will spin a little later on. Time check, it's 8 minutes past midday, and it's, as far as I know, Sunday, April 10 of 1983. Community Broadcasting Cooperative here, CBC Radio, in Sandymount at the moment, broadcasting to Sandymount, Ringsend, Irish Town, Donnybrook and the Burghs Bridge area, and also up into the Merion region, in fact. Any reception reports, gossip or anything like that, ring 693436, or indeed if you don't feel like ringing, write, and write to 8 Sandymount Green if you want to say anything to us. That's anywhere in the greater Europe area, in fact, to CBC Radio Sandymount here. CBC Radio, a mobile setup. We hope to be seen quite often, in fact, in the coming months during the summer at various locations around Leinster and around Ireland, perhaps. But bookings for the summer already are quite numerable, but they're still available to any area which might wish to have us as the radio service for its community festival, or its community week, or anything like that. Areas that we are committed to, in fact, include Sandymount, Ringsend, and a couple more, in fact, which we'll talk about later on. But last year was a very busy year for us, in fact. We were involved in Wicklow. We had a marvellous session in Ashbourne, in County Meath. We had an excellent session in Rathcarn in County Meath. A very good radio service in Glasnevin, and who can ever forget Radio Ringsend last year, and of course the inaugural Radio Sandymount back in the summer of 82. All the usual presenters will be with us again this summer, hopefully. That's Gary Costello, Roger Lane, Brian Lambert, a new name, but a good one, David Baker. Michael Nugent will be again with us, and the great Tony Boylan, and of course we can't forget Al O'Rourke. Yes indeed, he'll be back. And well-known presenters from various radio stations, all types of radio stations in fact, will be guesting from time to time during the summer with us. Dates so far for 1983 that we can tell you about. The last 2 weeks in May, Radio Sandymount. Then CBC Radio in June and July. The last week of June and the first week of July will be in Glasnevin. And possibly and hopefully Donnybrook sometime in June. And of course, not forgetting mid-July for about 10 or say 14 days in the great Ringsend Irish Town area. And later on in the year, visiting areas like Mount Merriam, Rathcarn again, and Ballymun-Glasnevin. So that's all in the near future, and hopefully people will be tuning in all the time to us throughout 1983. And don't forget, of course, we're on air on a linking basis on Sundays from mid-morning to mid-afternoon, wrapping up loose ends from the various community weeks and preparing for next community week that we'll be visiting. But all of that we'll be talking about again. I think we'll take a little more music now. It's now, would you believe it, I think it's over 3 minutes. It's 11 minutes past midday. A classic track now from a classic album, The Age of Aquarius. No longer with us, unfortunately, this particular group, The Fifth Dimension, but the great track, Wedding Bell Blues.
That was recorded last Sunday morning on CBC Radio on 99 FM, but also on 199. They should be back on the air this Sunday, and that's their entire summer schedule, so you can look out for developments on the community radio front from that particular station during the summer.
Oh,
single from Bucks Fizz from their latest album Hand Cuts, and that's one called Run For Your Life. And before that you had all the up-to-date information on CBC Radio, and it was interesting to see that Dave Baker has joined CBC. Dave of course used to be with Radio Leinster on the breakfast programme before the split they had up there, and we have more news from Radio Leinster. We'll give that to you in a second, but first of all we'll tell you about Johnny Walker, the Radio Caroline disc jockey. We hear that there is a possibility that the ex-Caroline jock may be coming to Dublin. He's currently with Radio West in Bristol, who are apparently having problems financially, which is made clear by the fact that the programme controller has left to return to Capital Radio, and as a result rumours are spreading that Johnny Walker may venture this side of water, possibly ending up on Nova or Sunshine. We're not exactly sure on that, that's just word that we are getting in from England. Now regarding Radio Leinster, we got a phone call during the week, we won't say from who, but it was from fairly high up in Leinster, that the station is to close in 2 weeks because of financial difficulties. Now we're not too sure about that at all, we just said we'd put it out and see what the reaction is, but certainly it was somebody in Leinster has run herself to say that the station mightn't have long to go and it could possibly close in 2 weeks' time. We will see, we will see. Leinster currently on 406 metres and 93 FM.
Oh,
You Two doing us proud of that one. Two Hearts Beat as One, their current single, and that's the British version of it. They also give out an American remix if you're interested, if you buy the single. Right, regarding that little Radio Leinster mention, we've just got a call in on the phone. Whoever it was wouldn't identify themselves. Apparently Mike Moran of Radio Leinster is on KISS FM. No, no idea how long he has been there or what, whether it's got anything to do with the announcement we just found out, but we have been told that Radio Leinster mightn't have too long to go. So if anybody at Leinster would like to fill us in or whatever, our phone line is open and we'll put out whatever you want to say. Right, it's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock on Channel 2. The BBC recently did a history programme about pop radio. It started off with the history of the BBC and eventually worked up to the offshore era. We got it on tape from England and we're going to put out the offshore bits and pieces. We've summarised it into three episodes and the first one lasts about 10 minutes and we're going to play it for you now. It's quite interesting. If you have a tape deck handy, it might be worth recording.
That for the first time belonged to them. Young people had their own clothes, young people were wearing their hair longer, and with Caroline, they had their own radio station.
Going back in time on the sounds of the nation, it's the Caroline Flashback!
It was a good 10 years worth, the 60s, because, you know, Mary Quant, Carnaby Street, the Beatles, Pirates, naughty drugs. Why are we broadcasting from the ceiling? I'm an orange!
It's smooth sailing with the highly successful sound of wonderful Radio London.
I looked incredibly young, too, though, without Caroline, they were scumming the whole country and the government can't stop her and all of that. It's run by this sort of schoolboy Paddy. It was like, well, then, on that basis, if a schoolboy Paddy can do that, then we can all do whatever we want to do, right?
Why don't you all fade away? Don't try to dig what we are.
Pirate Radio was the theme music for Britain's swinging 60s. The offshore station sailed onto the air on a high tide of youthful euphoria. And DJs like Johnny Walker and Kenny Everett, even businessmen like Ronan O'Reilly, became folk heroes to the generation of mods, rockers and hippies. National service had gone. The Kennedys, the Stones, the miniskirts and the transistor radio had arrived. And from the freedom of international waters, the pirates fueled the teenage revolution with a heady mixture of exuberant music and irreverent presentation. In just 3.5 years, these romantic swashbucklers of the medium wave changed not just the face, but the whole shape and tempo of British broadcasting.
Called Down the Boondocks, and we have a letter for comment, so I'd like to add my comment and hand it over to Kenny Everett. My comment is,
thank you very much. I love you at the office. It says, dear sirs, yesterday afternoon, 26th of August, 1965, while listening to Kenny and Cash on Radio London, I decided to tape record some of your excellent records for future listening. Nappy man. But to my dismay, I was halfway through recording a record and Kenny and Cash started talking over the record and completely ruined the recording. Would you please tell me why they do not announce the record and then be deathly quiet until the end like other disc jockeys? Well, let me tell you, maybe, if you tune to a certain station called the British Bucket Company, you can get all you want because they've been dying for 18 years.
Radio London, your official Beatles station. Yes, Big L, the first station in the world to play the health LP, brings you news of the bad foursome fest. Stay tuned to your official Beatles station, the Big L.
British listeners have heard pop radio before. Radio Luxembourg attracted millions during the evenings. And some of the BBC light programme shows, like Pick of the Pops and Saturday Club, commanded huge audiences. But the spontaneous style of the pirate DJs was something fresh and exciting that exactly caught the mood of the time.
This is Radio Caroline on 199, your all-day music station, England's first commercial radio station.
It's strange, though, to listen back to the pioneering broadcasts of the first two ships, Radio Caroline and Radio Atlanta, in 1964, and note just how sober and restrained they were at the beginning.
Radio Caroline on 199, with non-stop music to cheer you on your way. And here's a very lively one by Trini Lopez from West Side Story, America.
This is Radio Atlanta on 201 meters. It's a quarter to nine, time for Richard Harris to open the musical mailbag.
Thank you, Ted. A very good morning to all of you listening on this Tuesday morning, and welcome once again to Musical Mailbag, the program in which we highlight the calls that you have requested.
The presentation of the early pirates was heavily influenced by British wireless tradition. After all, their founders may have been adventurous businessmen, but they weren't crusading broadcasters with novel ideas. And more importantly, until the listener demand for the stations could be converted into hard cash, they were anxious not to offend potential advertisers by sounding irresponsible. In fact, so critical were the financial problems of Caroline and Atlanta that within a few months of going on the air in competition, they amalgamated. Atlanta's ship, the Mi Amigo, remained in position off the coast of Essex, calling itself Radio Caroline South. Meanwhile, the original Caroline ship weighed anchor and set sail for the Irish
America line. I think it's called the Mustang. Well, hello and best wishes from us here on Radio Caroline. To which Dwayne Eddy says, yup.
Radio Caroline North, as it became, brought the pirate format to the north of England for the first time and allowed the new company to call itself a national network.
19 minutes past 1 a.m. on midnight, sir, Friday, coming to you from the Swinging Sounds on 199, Radio Caroline North. That's the swinginest one, little darling, don't you forget it. Hey, I'm just, by the way, Caroline North, Mark 3, Ramsey, Isle of Man, and Great Britain. If you want any records played on midnight, sir, Friday, we'd be happy to play them, as long as, you know, they keep within midnight, sir, Friday, sound. Oh, my goodness, big things are happening on Caroline North.
It was appropriate that Caroline should find sanctuary off the Isle of Man. The fiercely independent Manxman had been locked in a battle with the British government since the 1950s over a similar attempt to break the BBC's monopoly. And when the post office finally relented and gave Manx Radio a license to broadcast commentary on the 1964 TT race, it became the first commercial station on British soil. Elsewhere, more opposition to the BBC was coming from the even less likely location of a wartime fort in the Thames estuary. The eccentric Screaming Lord Such discovered the deserted steel colossus on the abortive voyage of what he called Britain's first teenage station. He soon lost interest in Radio Such, but his manager, Reg Calvert, saw the potential of broadcasting from a solid structure which wouldn't succumb to the weather like a ship.
Welcome you back to part two of programming at just 5 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock. That's a record which is really on the up and up. Up 20 places to 36 this week in our City 60. The song from Cher, of course, and a number called I Feel Something in There. Many thanks indeed to Paul Cramer, right away, for the news. Excellent, the rare just for it on laddie. Clap, clap, clap. And just like to remind, of course, all you Beasley and Stoney fans, you out there in Radio City listening, I'd like to remind you, hope you'll be able to join me. Tom Evans, round about 5 o'clock this afternoon for the Saturday night edition of the 5x4 show, commercial radio's most listened to program.
The garrulous Tom Edwards on Radio City aboard the Shivering Sands Fort. Ultimately, City's politics would overshadow its broadcasting, but its initial success was a great stimulant to further experiments on these strange man-made islands. There was Radio Essex, Radio Tower, Radio Invicta, and King Radio. And in 1965, the Red Sands Fort became Radio 390, the most successful middle-of-the-road sweet music station.
It's a very good Sunday afternoon from Edward Cole. Welcome to your Memory Lane program. Let's begin with a genuine 1920s song, The Black Bottom.
Radio 4's Edward Cole in his piratical days on Radio 390. The offshore stations did attract a number of experienced broadcasters, many of them from Australian radio and the British Forces Network. But in the early days, their success was built more on their music policy and their sheer novelty than their professional standards. The real step forward came in December 1964 with the arrival of
Wonderful Radio London.
That was a recording of a history of pop radio compiled by the BBC, presented by Noel Edmonds. Episode 1, and we'll have episode 2 for you next week, and episode 3 the week after, and it is quite interesting and well worth recording if you have a tape deck handy. It's Channel 2, live to Dublin on 269 Medium Wave, 99 FM stereo. More music, and we play this for Jackie.
You'd think that people would have had enough of silly love songs.
Thank you.
Courtney and Wings and Silly Love Songs, Play That for Jackie, and she also said to play it for Alison and Noel, who apparently had a great time in Bally Bay over the weekend. Right, we have the latest edition of Airspec News, the British Free Radio News magazine, with us, and it has the shortwave poll. This is the result of a poll they conducted over the past few months, and the stations were voted in the following order. First was Radio Apollo, second Britain Radio International, third the Free Radio Service Holland, fourth Radio Krypton, which surprised me. I think Krypton is, if not the best, well, certainly among the top three of the shortwave stations. Fifth was East Coast Commercial. Sixth was Radio Freedom in New Zealand. Seventh was Radio Caroline International. Again, I thought that would have polled higher. Eighth was Westside Radio. And another one that should have been a bit higher, hello to Prince Terry and everybody on 6280. Nine was Radio Del Mar. 10 was United Kingdom Good Music Radio, tying with Anchor Radio for last place in the poll. So if you didn't vote for that, well then, sure, that's it. You can't complain about it. Right, they also have an Irish update in the magazine, which goes as follows. It seems that the end is nigh for the Irish stations. The GPO is trying to rush through a bill outlawing the stations, which they hope to have finished before the end of the year. From news heard last year, it seems that the new law will prohibit advertising on stations and give hefty fines, possibly up to £10,000, for those who broadcast illegally. At the moment, however, it is uncertain what the reaction will be, since there does not seem to be any provision for licences. And then they go into news. Treble TR Radio have increased power. Engineer Tony Mulligan has coupled two old 600 RCA transmitters to give 1.2 kilowatts on medium wave, and their FM service is to be increased to 1 kilowatt very soon. KLO Radio have closed their 97.1 outlet from the studios to the medium wave transmitter and are now using 94 megs. And it says here that they hope to start shortwave broadcasts on 6268 soon, which is interesting because I didn't think KLO were up to anything at all. I thought they'd gone completely. 6268 was the frequency used by Capital Radio, the station that used to be run on shortwave by Aidan Hughes, currently engineering for KLO. Closures are apparently big news over in England. Radio Sligo have closed on 99.5 FM but remain on medium wave. Atlantic Radio and Air Radio in Galway have also closed, leaving only West Coast Community Radio in that particular part of the county. Meanwhile, Big D and Radio City are still silent in Dublin. They also reported that Radio West are now on the air 24 hours a day, running a 10 kilowatt transmitter at 7.5 kilowatts, relaying the news from Nova. And incidentally, that powers into Dublin down around 450 metres. It comes in really strong if you'd like to give them a listen, Radio West in Mullingar. Radio Carousel, according to the English magazine, are thought to have resumed separate programming from Navan. The station manager there is Kieran Murray, formerly with Dundalk, and Kieran presented the first free radio campaign programme back in the early days here on Radio Dublin. If you're interested in that magazine, well, you can send away to them. Their address is 36 Nottingham Road, Loudon, Nottinghamshire, NG1478P in England. That's 3636 Nottingham Road, Loudon, Loudham, Nottinghamshire, NG1478P in England. And it is really well worth getting a marvellous magazine. They put a lot of effort into it. And if you're anyway interested in international free radio, that is the magazine for you.
Future Expansion Radio Dublin Channel 2 are looking for disc jockeys. If you think you've got what it takes, compile a 15-minute demonstration tape or voice test and send it to the manager, Radio Dublin Channel 2, 58 Inchicore Road in Dublin 8. That's the manager, Radio Dublin Channel 2, 58 Inchicore Road, Dublin 8.
So how about that? If you're interested in joining us here in Channel 2 and you're not afraid of that last report, well, send us in a demo tape. I'm sure we'll have a listen and see what you sound like. 15 minutes to 9 o'clock if you're listening live, 15 minutes left on the programme. Here's Joel Armour Trading.
I'm right on target, my aim is straight. Say what of it? Things can change, there's always changes. And I wanna try some rearranging. I say, stop the pilot, try my balloon. Stop the monkey, smile my buffoon. Stop the mahoo. Divider for you. uncles and cousins, there's no smoke, no flame. You lose that pilot, I can fly your plane. If you want solid ground, come on and try me. Oh, I can take you so high. Chop the monkey, my wife or two. Chop the mahoo, I'll be the rider. Don't you do army to fight a losing battle. Chop the pilot, try my balloon. Chop the monkey.
That's the young lady that played at the RDS recently, Joan Armour Trading, and her latest single, that one called Drop the Pilot. It's just 11 minutes to 9 o'clock on Channel 2. As I promised you, we're going to play the official opening of this particular little station. And the reason we haven't done it before is because we forgot all about it. We didn't realise we were 3 years on the air this month. We actually started test transmissions on Saturday the 4th of April 1980 on 90.2 MHz. Somebody just mentioned it to us during the week that we started during the month of April, and we looked it up and it seems that we did actually miss our anniversary on the air. So for those of you that didn't hear it, we're going to play the official opening. Now what you're going to hear is all sorts of little bits and pieces. It's the official opening and the official splitting of the FM service. Now you'll hear all sorts of noises because it didn't quite go according to plan. The tape is kind of cut to bits as well, but it makes very, very interesting listening, particularly when you hear some of the voices on the ads that we're just about to play. The disc jockey on Channel 1 talking the station in was Jerry Stevens, and then you'll hear Eamon's first official announcement.
Girls, take girl of Georgia Street continue their great summer sale all this week. Listen to these bargains. Cord sacks in navy, black, grey and wine from $7.95, velvet black in grey, black and navy from $10.95, denim jeans for $7.95 and denim dungarees from $11.95, body warmers in floral and cane print from $4.95 and skirts from $2.50. Hurry this weekend to Playgirl in Georgia Street for great value in their summer sale.
If you have friends or relations serving with the Irish troops in the Lebanon and you want to send a greeting to them, then send your request to the Lebanon Request Show, Radio Dublin, Dublin 10. This program is broadcast every Sunday evening at 6:30. But remember, if you want a special record played, please get your request in early. Again, that address is the Lebanon Request Show, Radio Dublin, Dublin 10.
Tell you right now that in exactly 18 minutes time, exactly at 4 o'clock, history will be made here on Radio Dublin. Yes, our brand new Radio Dublin 2 opens up on FM. So, for see, history has been made, and to hear it's been made, yes, the very first FM music station here in Ireland to open up. All you have to do is to tune in to Radio Dublin 2 at 4 o'clock. You listen in to, and you tune in to Radio Dublin 2 on FM, that's 90.2 MHz. 90.2 MHz on FM. Once again, 90.2 MHz on FM. To see history being made and hear it being made with Radio Dublin 2, the official opening at 4 o'clock in exactly 17 minutes time, so well worth staying by for that one. Oh, and you're supposed to all start crying out. Sandy, poor Sandy, and I'm sure a lot of you people have seen that film, Grease, and I'm sure you all enjoyed it. Didn't see it myself, not particularly interested in Grease, that's the reason why. 3:50 is your time, next quarter time, 10 to 3, and in 10 minutes time, as I did say, tell you a little earlier on, Radio Dublin 2 on FM makes history by opening up here at 4 o'clock. So, if you want to hear that and would like to get in and hear history being made, all you have to do is tune in to 90.2 MHz. That's 90.2 MHz on FM. And for yourself, hear it all happening. That's at 4 o'clock.
It's Furniture Madness at the Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street. Speak the purchase. Our prices have never been lower. Your savings have never been greater.
And you may never get a chance like this again.
So come early and beat the bucket to the Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street.
Furniture and prices you just won't believe.
The Red Corner Shop, 89 Lower Dorset Street,
open 7 days a week.
Good afternoon to you, Jerry Stevens, my side. I'm with you till 6 o'clock, so I do look forward to your company.
Eventually it made it, and it stayed on the air for about 2 hours. Back in those days, we were only on for about 4 hours on a Saturday and four on a Sunday before eventually we reached the stage we are at the moment, where we're running 7 days a week. So there you go, we forgot all about it, but we are 3 years on the air this month. We got a letter during the week from Belfast, from Kevin Lewis, who listens to us on the shortwave relay, and he gave us quite an interesting bit of information. He's just bought the 1983 World Radio and TV Handbook. Now, those of you in the radio scene will know about this particular handbook. It covers practically every radio station in the world, literally, really, it does. It has everything about the station's frequencies it operates on, studio equipment in some cases, mailing address, telephone numbers, transmission output, the whole a lot. But up to now, they haven't included pirate stations in it, well, certainly not Irish ones anyway. He informs us, though, that the latest edition of this particular book, which is quite expensive actually, it retails at around about £13, it has a section in Ireland on privately owned radio stations, in inverted commas, and lists some 41 stations. And he tells us that both Radio Dublin Channel 1 and Channel 2 are in the list, and it mentions the fact that Channel 2 was running the shortwave service on 6910 kHz, and even the telephone number and everything was included. So that is very nice to hear. If you're into that type of thing, that information in that book should be well worth having a look at. He also tells us, incidentally, that he is writing articles for Air Sound, the British radio magazine, which we just mentioned, and he's looking for information on the QSO stations on the shortwave bands on Sunday morning. So if anybody, particularly if you're out on shortwave, if you have any information on the QSO stations, even if it's just a list of call signs that you've heard over the past few months, drop a line to me, Gerard Rowe, Radio Dublin, Channel 2, Dublin 8 in Ireland, and we'll pass on any information we have back to Ken in Belfast. One more bit of shortwave information before we go. Radio Ireland is due to start test transmissions in 2 weeks' time on 6293 kHz. So if you're interested in shortwave, keep an eye on that. 6293 kHz. In about 2 weeks' time, you should have a test transmission from Radio Ireland. And that's about that for this week. So at 3 minutes to 9 o'clock, all that remains is for me, Gerard Rowe, to say all the best and thank you for listening on behalf of producer Tony Healy. And we'll be back again, same time, same place next week with more free radio news and information. And we might have some more information on that Radio Leinster disclosure. We'll have to look into that during the week. So if you're live in Dublin on 269 and 99 FM, Mike Barron will be along at 9 o'clock. And if you're on the shortwave on a Sunday morning, we'll hand you back to live programming from Westside Radio International, and Prince Terry will take over on shortwave. This is Radio Dublin Channel 2, down, out and clear on 6280 kHz, handing you back to Westside Radio International. Channel 2 broadcasting on 269 meters medium wave and also stereo FM to 99 megahertz VHF stereo. And we say many thanks to Gerard Rowe for running off 1.5 minutes early and leaving me with not even a record queued, which is a marvellous way. I'm Mike Barron, by the way, and I'm here till 10 o'clock. Oldies all the way till 10. Interesting point, if you're a football supporter in Talca Park, the match between Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers. Say that properly, Michael. Bohemians and Drogheda United, says he as he turns the record back. Bows have taken the score. It's 1-0 for Bows. So, I mean, one of you is safe, yes.
What's the dollar swagman camp by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree? He sang as he watched and he waited till his belly boiled. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Sing!
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, here come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he laughed and he sang as he waited till his belly boiled. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Chumbuck to drink from the billabong. Up jumped the swagman and he gobbled him a glee. He stuffed the jolly chumbuck into his old tucker bag. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Once more now.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he sang as he watched and he waited till his billy boiled. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Mounted on his thoroughbred, up rode the troopers, 1, 2, 3. Where's that jolly jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Sing!
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, here come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he sang as he watched and he waited till his penny boiled. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Hey! Swagman and he sprang into the billabong. You'll never take me alive, said he. It's all can be heard when you pass by the billabong. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Everybody now,
waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he laughed and he sang as he sat by the billabong. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. You come a waltzing Matilda. With me.
classic golden oldie from the early 60s, a guy Frank Ifield and Waltzing Matilda, if you like that sort of thing. If you want a request or a mention, 758684 is the phone line. When you get through, you must remember to ask for Channel 2. And the first request of the evening goes out for Christine and David, Amanda and Alan, Susan and Darren, Elaine and Damien and Anne and Mark. And that's coming from Amanda and Donna Mead. Well, good evening to you. How about fighting the law? No, better not say anything like that. I'll be arrested.
I break in the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law in the long one. I fought the law in the long one. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law in the long one. I fought the law in the long one.
Big John.
Now, they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big, big.